Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Buckle, a name that might not be on everyone's radar, but certainly deserves a closer look if you're hunting for retail gems with long-term potential. I'm thrilled to dive into this one with you today, breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Buckle, a company that's been carving out its niche in the retail apparel space. Let's unpack what makes this stock tick. Look at some recent developments and see if it's a fit for your portfolio. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, Buckle is a specialty retailer focusing on casual apparel, footwear, and accessories, primarily targeting a younger demographic through their brick-and-mortar stores across the U.S. They operate in the retail sector, specifically within the apparel industry, and have built a reputation for trendy, in-house brands. With a solid footprint of physical locations, they've been navigating the tricky waters of retail in an increasingly digital world. Now, let's get into some recent performance highlights and news before we dive deep into the SWOT framework. Looking at their performance over the past few years, Buckle has shown some resilience. Their stock has had mixed results across different timeframes, with short-term fluctuations but a steadier trend when you zoom out to the 5-year mark, outperforming some peers in the apparel space. On the news front, there's been chatter about their focus on enhancing store experiences through remodels, which signals they're not just sitting still in a tough retail environment. Plus, their latest earnings call for Q4 2023 dropped some interesting insights that we'll touch on soon. So, with that backdrop, let's roll into the core of our analysis and see what's driving Buckle and what could trip them up. Strengths: solid financial performance. Buckle's latest earnings for Q4 2023 reported a net income of $79.6 million, translating to 159 cents per share. That's a strong showing, especially when you consider the headwinds in retail right now. Their ability to maintain profitability speaks to a tight operational model, which is a big plus for long-term investors like us who value consistency. Healthy margins. Digging into their metrics, Buckle boasts impressive gross and net profit margins. Their gross profit margin is well above industry averages, indicating they're not just selling, but selling smart, keeping costs in check while delivering value. This kind of efficiency can be a buffer against economic downturns. Strong cash position. From their balance sheet, Buckle is sitting on a decent pile of cash and cash equivalents, paired with low debt levels relative to equity. Their debt-to-equity ratio is conservative, which means they're not over-leveraged, a key strength when interest rates are a concern for many companies. Attractive dividend yield. For those of you chasing income alongside growth, Buckle offers a compelling dividend yield. This isn't just a one-off. They've been consistent with payouts, which can be a nice sweetener for holding through market volatility. Weaknesses. Retail environment challenges. Let's not sugarcoat it. Buckle's own earnings call highlighted a tough retail landscape. Physical stores are under pressure from e-commerce giants, and while they're working on store remodels, their heavy reliance on brick and mortar could be a drag if consumer habits keep shifting online faster than they can adapt. Limited digital presence. Speaking of online, Buckle hasn't made the kind of splash in e-commerce that some competitors have. Their digital strategy seems to be playing catch-up, and in a world where online sales are often the growth engine, this is a glaring gap that could hurt medium-term growth. Narrow demographic focus. Their target market, while loyal, is fairly narrow, focusing on younger shoppers. If trends shift or if they fail to resonate with the next wave of consumers, they could see revenue stagnate. Diversifying their appeal might be tougher than it looks. Opportunities. Store experience innovation. Buckle's emphasis on enhancing store experiences through strategic remodels and location choices, as mentioned in their earnings call, could pay off big. If they can turn their stores into destinations rather than just places to shop, they might carve out a unique edge over purely online competitors. Imagine walking into a Buckle store and feeling like it's an event. That's the kind of draw that could keep foot traffic alive. E-commerce expansion. There's a massive opportunity for Buckle to beef up their online game. If they invest in a seamless digital platform and marketing to match, they could tap into a broader customer base without needing more physical stores. This could be a game changer for their revenue trajectory over the next few years. Market share in apparel. With some competitors struggling, Buckle has a chance to grab more market share in the casual apparel space, especially if they can keep their pricing competitive and their styles on point. Their industry performance metrics show they're not lagging far behind sector averages, so a focused push could yield results. Threats. Intense competition. The apparel industry is a battlefield with heavyweights and fast fashion players constantly vying for consumer dollars. Buckle's earnings call acknowledged this challenging environment, and if they can't differentiate enough, they risk losing ground to brands with stronger online presence or deeper pockets for marketing. Economic sensitivity. Retail, especially discretionary spending on clothing, is highly sensitive to economic cycles. If we hit a recession or if consumer confidence dips, Buckle's sales could take a hit. Their strong cash position helps, but it's not a full shield against broader downturns. Shifting consumer trends. Younger shoppers, their core demographic, are notoriously fickle. Fast-changing fashion trends or a pivot to sustainability-focused brands could leave Buckle behind if they're slow to adapt. Keeping a finger on the pulse of what's next is critical, and right now, there's no clear sign they're ahead of the curve. Now, let's zoom out a bit and talk valuation for a second, because I know you're wondering if Buckle is priced right for a long-term hold. Their current price-to-earnings ratio is reasonable compared to industry averages, suggesting they're not wildly overvalued. Looking at forward PE estimates, there's a range that indicates analysts see some growth potential, though not explosive. Pair that with a solid free cash flow yield, and you've got a company that's generating cash to reinvest or reward shareholders, always a good sign for those of us playing the long game. On the flip side, revenue growth hasn't been blockbuster, so don't expect a rocket ship here. It's more of a steady cruiser. One more thing before we wrap up. Let's circle back to that Q4 2023 earnings call. Management's focus on store remodels and strategic locations shows they're not ignoring the elephant in the room. Physical retail needs to evolve. But I can't help but wonder if they're moving fast enough on the digital front. That's the piece of the puzzle that could either unlock serious upside or keep them stuck in neutral. For now, their financials give me confidence they've got the resources to experiment, but execution will be everything. So what's the big picture for Buckle from a long-term investment perspective? Honestly, it's a mixed bag with a lean toward cautious optimism. Their financial health and dividend yield make them a stable pick for conservative investors, especially if you're looking to balance out riskier bets in your portfolio. They've got the cash and margins to weather storms, and if they can nail their store experience and online strategy, there's room to grow. But the retail sector's challenges and their slower pivot to digital are real hurdles. For the medium term, keep an eye on how they execute on those remodels and whether they start making noise online. Those could be catalysts to watch. Thanks for sticking with me through this deep dive into Buckle. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights right here on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Buckle in the comments. Do you see them as a steady hold, or are you waiting for a bigger digital push? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.